Welcome to Deciphering Distortions, the second in a series of 12-part podcasts by the Grand Council, brought to you by Ancient Future Today.
And so it is, we are pleased, as always, to come and to meet and to greet with all of you who are listening to this podcast for the first or more than just one times in the series of Navigating Chaos and Deciphering Distortions. We are talking about deception today. And certainly all of you have been dealing with high and deep degrees of deception in your media, from your politicians, from your educational systems, healthcare, etc. We start to sound like a broken record in many ways, we know. And yet it is the truth, and it is the phase of time that you and we are with you in right now on your planet. And so there is no point in pretending that deception is not alive and well on planet Earth in the years of 2021, merging to 22 very soon. And it has been going on since humanity began on your planet, deception of hiding food sources from a so-called enemy tribe or a competing tribe or a village or even just a family who lived in the same part of the jungle. If they were not friends and extended family, then they were considered to be the others. And so deception for all the right reasons one could reason to keep food sources or technologies like using iron for the first time or crafting tools or building boats that could travel across the oceans, all of these sorts of things, unless everyone felt that everyone was privy and should be privy to information equally, that has been a degree of deception on the part of most humans throughout time. Now, that is not the only deception that you have endured through your own experiments on your planet of exploration. You have endured deception from other sources, off-planet sources, for example, or from larger entities on your planet as the populations grew and evolved and devolved and then re-evolved and then re-devolved and then re-evolved. And now as you are evolving and you have global media outlets that repeat the same nonsense day after day, and it is obvious to everyone, including people who are not really good thinkers, that there is a lot of propaganda going on your planet right now for or against this or that. And that is deception at its worst, for indeed it is a vehicle, the global social media, the global televised and radio and other sorts of media, written media. What a shame to have such an amazing way of pulling everyone together on the same page for goodness and light and love and laughter and creating social justice and inclusion and all the other things that humans can do if you put your minds, hearts, and spirits to it, both in your locales that are villages or cities or rural areas. How many of you even know your neighbors, so to speak? And so we throw that in to show that many of you, rather than spending time getting to know your neighborhoods and your neighbors and your villages and those in your locales, many of you are listening to social media for your social relationships. How many of you could actually name all of your neighbors from stretching on either side of you, 10 homes on either side and on the other side of whatever it is, the field or the river or the street or whatever, 10 homes stretching either to the right and or to the left? How many of you would know those 40 families, those 40 plus people who are really your neighbors in geographical sense? And if you were to know them, how would that change your lives? Would you feel that the deceptions that go on in a larger context with the media, with your politicians, et cetera, would it be impacted at all if you knew one another well in your hoods, so to speak? In the cities, just even the floors of the building in which you live, do you even know your neighbors next door and the next door, and certainly on another floor? And do you know them in a way that is compatible and is communal and is collective? And if you did, and if you do, how does that change your relationship to deception? Now, what an interesting concept is this, to think of relationship and positive, constructive, meaningful relationship with the people with whom you live geographically, having an effect on your relationship with deception, both the deception that you create in life, as well as the deceptions that are created by others and that at least come near to you in your life. Perhaps they do shape, perhaps they do affect, perhaps they merely just barely influence. And yet all of what is happening in your world right now is tainted with the brush of deception. For example, if you really believe that your tax dollars that you work hard to earn went to things that were transparent, obvious, recorded, open source, there for you and anyone else to look at anytime you wished, those things that had been purchased, that had been funded, that had been underwritten by your tax dollars, by your local, regional, national governments and other agencies, there would be a very different relationship that you have to your work. You would not feel so deceived when you hear that there are trillions upon trillions of dollars spent in the military-industrial complex sorts of behaviors and activities, when in fact there are people who are starving and cannot feed nor clothe their children. You see, there is something very different about when things are transparent and being done out in the open without deception, or at least with a modicum of deception instead of a big truckload full of it. And when there is deception that is considered to be quite acceptable and quite normal and quite woven into the fabric of societies around your world. So it all starts with you. Deception, in other words, deception in that you are willing to be deceived, otherwise you would clamor for the truth. Deception in that you lie to yourself that you are really okay, even though there are other people starving and there is war and there are sex trafficked children and other people, there are all sorts of nefarious sorts of things going on your planet. You deceive yourselves into believing that life is good, because you have some money, perhaps. You have some food, hopefully. Hopefully you have a roof over your head. And so those homeless people, somehow you can deceive yourself into believing that there's some other form of human. And so it does not keep you up at night. It does not drive you into the streets or into your local governments to require that change and that there be sustainable solutions to this. For anytime someone is sleeping rough in winter or even in the spring, if they are sleeping rough against their desires and are only doing it because of their circumstances, then there is a deception going on somewhere in humanity that is acceptable. And on and on and on. So we invite all of you. It is now the November time, and it is very close to the American, U.S.-American holiday of Thanksgiving, and an opportunity for people to both review and take stock of that for which they are grateful and by which they are blessed. And we ask and invite each of you listening, regardless of where you live, what your holidays are, what time of year or which year it is you are listening to this, to begin to decipher the distortion of deception in your own being and in your own lives by asking yourself simple questions like, is that really true, what I believe about this or that? Am I deceiving myself about this or that? And when you come to a yes answer in any of these sorts of questions about anything that seems out of alignment or out of parallel harmony in your life, and you come up with a yes, I am deceiving myself, then ask yourself next, am I willing to do the work to find the truth for myself? And if you are, then do the truth and then live without that deception following you any longer and informing you any longer in your life. For you will guaranteed be exposed to many more deceptions from others. And as long as you are staying true to self and you are understanding what your truth really is, without the propaganda, without the social pressure to believe in collective deceptions, you will be far better off than your neighbors, because they may not be doing that. If they are, great, then you will find like-minded neighbors. And the other invitation we have to you is, why not go meet all those people that are 10 homes to the left? And of course, if you are in the farmlands, you will be traveling a long way to find those 10 neighboring neighbors. And ironically enough, you'll probably know them better than people in cities that live on top of each other and next door to each other for years and years and never bother to meet who it is next door or underneath or above them. Regardless, if you were to meet 40 new households over the next year, and you were to socialize and to get to know each other, especially if you're diverse, that will be quite a gift that you give to yourselves and each other. You would then have 40 units of people that could begin to sort through deception together, were there ever a need to so do, to assist you as neighbors and as friends. So we ask you and invite you to expand your thinking about yourself, about others, about the ways in which you are and are not deceived, the ways that you do and don't create deception for yourself and others to consume. And we ask you all to go in a spirit of gratitude for that which is good and is sacred and is true in your lives. For all of you are blessed, regardless of whether you have a home or not, whether you eat 3 square or more meals a day. You are blessed to have a life on planet Earth, a laboratory for exploration of things like love, like neighbors, like deception, like truth, like gratitude, like many things that often you do not stop long enough to think about, or you just allow to annoy you. Go now with our love and every blessing, and for the time being, a very fond adieu.
Thank you for listening. Please join us for future podcasts on this same channel.